Wisconsin, it's finally here. Yuengling, oldest brewery in America, family-owned and operated for six generations, and now officially in Wisconsin. Whether I'm tailgating, watching the game at a sports bar, just kicking back, I'm reaching for a Yuengling. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly.
All right, before we get to Brian Bulaga, who is joining us on the Yuengling Hotline. Yuengling, the oldest brewery in America, now officially in Wisconsin. Drink responsibly. Breaking news from Adam Schefter et al. I've seen all the insiders post it. Rashawn Gary has, in fact, been dealt. Rashawn Gary is going to the Dallas Cowboys. Packers finalizing a deal that sends Rashawn Gary to the Cowboys. Adam Schefter reports Green Bay will receive a late round pick in 2027. So it doesn't benefit them necessarily this year from a pick standpoint, as we were just discussing some of the holes the Packers have to fill on their roster. But they will, as you know, Brian Gutekunst loves his picks, get a pick in return, get a pick in exchange for Rashawn Gary. Joshy, your immediate reaction when you saw this news cross your computer just a few moments ago?
Frankly, pretty shocking because of all we know about the Green Bay Packers and their ability to cut him and not really take much of a cost, the amount of money they'll end up saving. So the fact they were able to find a trade partner in this, ostensibly somebody who's going to rework that contract, maybe even give him an extension, good on the Packers. Feel like we might have taken advantage of the Cowboys 2 years in a row now.
I hadn't thought about that. Chewy, do you like that we've now taken advantage of the Dallas Cowboys 2 years in a row?
I can't believe they took on the money, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so good for him. Can you send Kenny Clark back, maybe?
Spit on the hand.
That would be nice. Yeah.
Joining us now on the Yuengling Hotline is Brian Bulaga, Super Bowl champ and teammate of ours here at Good Karma Brands ESPN Milwaukee. Good morning, Brian. Your reaction to Rashawn Gary going to the Cowboys, the Packers getting something for him. I suppose he can re-up that social media post he had from over the weekend, huh?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Well, I just found out just right now. I haven't been on my phone this morning, so this is news to me. Yeah, you know, obviously good on Goody to get something from it because it was going to be a release one way or the other, right? So at least he gets something out of it and maybe he can, in 2027, package it for, who knows, right? Like, it doesn't matter. But obviously getting something for him is a plus because he was going to be released most likely in the next whatever few days anyway. So, I wish him the best in Dallas, obviously. Like, you know, maybe a restart of his career, new scenery will be beneficial to him. But overall for the Packers, you get something out of it when there was really nothing looking down the pipe that you were going to get. So good on them for that.
Brian, did you like the fact that they locked up Sean Ryan for another three? And they're kind of solid across. They got a solid five. Did you think that was a good signing?
Listen, I've been talking that if you brought Sean Ryan back on a deal, whether it was a year or two, I think it was going to be good, right? He played nine games at center. There's some body of work out there to see, and there were some positive things that he did, right, on tape. There were some good things, and he performed well at times, and obviously the couple snaps that everyone remembers is going to be the thing that sticks out or the bad snaps. But that's a guy working in at center that's essentially brand new to the position, and those things are going to happen. Unfortunately, they were in games. I was surprised by the amount of money that he was able to get for nine games, right? That's pretty impressive for himself and his agent to really hold the Packers to the fire on that. Because honestly, unless Green Bay was going to go into the draft and find a center, they're going to have to hit the market, and with the market, most likely that number would have been much higher than that, if I'm guessing, because then you're looking at the likes of Linderbaum and things like that, which that's going to go in the 20s, right? 20 million, something like that, and I don't think that's for the Packers. I think it's a little too rich for the Packers' blood, in my opinion. So I think Sean Ryan can be a good center. I really do. I think he showed things that he can be a good center, but I'm just surprised it was for that $11 million or whatever it may be a year. I don't know how the contract works itself out, but that's a great number for him, obviously. So what it does now, right, and obviously I think they reworked Banks's deal, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. I think I read that the other night. It opens up some cap space, but I still think with that, what Goody has said is I'm returning essentially this entire offensive line besides most likely Rashid Walker. So I was good with everything besides obviously the left tackle position, which we know is going to be changed. So whatever, you know, whatever we thought about that offensive line's performance last year, can it improve? I hope so, but that's essentially what we're setting ourselves up for is a run-it-back type situation with this group.
Brian Bulaga joins us right now on the Yuengling Hotline. Yuengling, the oldest brewery in America, now officially available in Wisconsin. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly. Blue, when you were playing, how many guys would you feel comfortable with in terms of, okay, if they have to play... Okay, we're good with X amount of guys. Because right now, I would say, with this signing of Sean Ryan, the number's just at 5 for the Packers. So even though they have their starters, it feels like the work's not done.
Yeah, I mean, there needs to be depth added in a major way. And I think competition needs to be added. So you're bringing in guys that can play. Because I think if you just allow... to be okay with your 5 here, which have had injury issues, right? I mean, and obviously I'm no stranger to that, so I understand how it goes. But when you look at kind of what Banks went through, right, all last year, up and down, on and off, you know, Zach Tom's coming back from, again, I don't know if it's confirmed or not. I have to assume he had a patella knee surgery, which is a big surgery. That's not like a little clean out. That's a major surgery by all means. So you're looking at this group and yeah, you're comfortable with 5, but we saw last year how many guys played, at least a combination of 6, 7, maybe the 8th guy, because the tackles were rotating in and out and Jordan Morgan was going from here to there. And obviously he's going to be slated in at left tackle. So I think they need to add depth in a major way, and I get like that's kind of in multiple positions on this team, but if you look at kind of the history over the last few years of how this line has worked out throughout the year, there's been injuries, and it hasn't been like, oh, he got taken out of the game in the third quarter and he came back next week. They've been long injuries, unfortunately. So I really feel like you need to find linemen, whether that's going to be in the market that you can pull for a 1-year deal, or if it's in the draft that you can find a guy that you really like that can compete at the guard position, potentially at the tackle position, and push guys, make this a competitive training camp, because that's, if you watch them on tape last year, if you're just saying, yep, that was good enough, then we have issues. And it's not good enough because Jordan Love took some major headshots last year that just aren't good. We can't have that consistently. That's not something that you want your $55 million man taking on every week. So this line needs to improve. It needs to get competition brought into it to kind of maybe bring out the best of some of these guys.
Brian, why do you think there was such a regression? Because the year before, they were a top 10, top 7 offensive line, and I believe this year they fell to in the 20s?
Yeah.
I mean, is it just one guy, Banks, and then moving Eldon Jenkins? Because that's a pretty big regression from that group.
Oh, it's a... Yeah, I mean, it's a huge regression. And, I mean, obviously you move Elton inside the center. That didn't pan out, and then he gets hurt. So then you can't make adjustments midseason to maybe potentially move Elton to that right guard position and then slide Sean Ryan into the center position, right? That you don't get to do that. So the line now has to kind of shuffle around even more. But, obviously with Banks, he comes in. He plays, he gets injured. Now there's a rotation in at that left guard position and no one ever really gets set. And then you're bringing in Jordan Morgan to play a right tackle position against Myles Garrett. That doesn't work. Then they flip him over to left tackle because there's an injury. And to me, I think that was the biggest thing, was the initial move of Elton, right? It just didn't work. Mm-hmm. And when you make a big move like that and move a guy that Listen, I think Elton's a really good guard. I think he's a Pro Bowl guard. I think he's going to go to another team and most likely play at a high level again, if I had to take a guess. And when you move a guy like that out of a core position, it doesn't work, it's gonna have its repercussions, and it did, right? And then injury started to stack up. Zach Tom missed a bunch of times, so now you're playing new guys at right tackle, where he's normally your cornerstone, and you can rely on him, you know, game in and game out to block one-on-one, and you don't have to slide the line over there. You can send help in other areas and chip in other areas, and when you're not able to do that, it exposes a lot of things, unfortunately. You can't say that every guy in the line is going to be perfect or a Pro Bowl level. That's unrealistic in today's NFL. But you expect a certain level to be maintained, and it just wasn't there. And from pass protection, that suffered. I mean, I think you look at, I mean, obviously the run game was very, very, we'll just say, nowhere near what it was the year prior, right? Mm-hmm. Like, let's just call it what it is. And to me, that's what this group needs, is a good run game to protect them in the pass game. And when you're not able to do that, and then you're throwing the ball 30, 35 times a game, things are going to be exposed. And that's kind of what happened. And unfortunately, they're relying on this same group, minus Rashid Walker, insert Jordan Morgan, to improve and get better. And we'll see, because that takes a second round or a second year player, Belton, to really make a big jump and second year leap. And obviously for Banks to stay healthy and continue to play kind of the way he did towards the end of the year, and Sean Ryan to improve at the center position. Then you hope you get back a healthy Zach Tom and he's able to bounce back from that. And then the question mark of, is Jordan Morgan the left tackle? Like, that's another question. And we won't have answers until we see week one how they roll out and how they play.
Brian Bulaga joining us on the Yingling Hotline here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. If you're just joining us this morning, you may have not seen the news that Rashawn Gary has in fact been traded to the Dallas Cowboys in exchange for a late round 2027 draft pick.
It ain't that late. Ian Rappaport saying it's a fourth rounder in 2027.
Oh, terrific. Which, again, I had some people who were saying, it's a third round pick. No, we were aware that it was a late round 2027 draft pick, but apparently Ian Rappaport has the details that it is a fourth round pick. Brian, you mentioned Rashid Walker. Before we let you go, I have seen some campaigning that the Packers should keep Rashid Walker. Of course, he is a free agent.
Because been listening to Chewy.
People other than Chewy who have insisted they should keep Rashid Walker. Could I sell you on that? Would you buy that if they could get him at a decent price, a decent $19 to $20 million maybe if he reaches free agency is what he's projected to get. If they could get him for less than that, would you try to keep Rashid Walker as that sort of, in case of emergency, break glass tackle?
I don't think at this point, no. It's not going to be feasible one way or another, right? I mean, he's not going to accept a backup role. Mm. That's for one thing. Like, so he's not going to take that or take that type of money when the other type of money is going to be out there, right? You said 19 to 20, whether that, you know, how that comes to fruition, I'm not sure. But he's not going to accept a backup role, and he shouldn't, right? He's been starting at the position for a while. And at least in my time, I get the cap's like $300 million, and I don't even know what that means anymore because, like, that's insane to me. I mean, like,
imagine how Chewy
understand
feels.
Everything. Everything, you know, everything is, you know, they claim, you know, it's just based on the times, and when you were there, it was like, okay, I got it. But
it was 75 when I was there.
Yeah.
Someone's going to get that for a year soon, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be that way here pretty soon. But you just can't pay, you know, three to four guys the max is like three. You can pay three guys on an offensive line. Mm-hmm. And then you have to be able to have draft picks and things like that step up and play, right? So Sean Ryan's been paid. Zach Tom's been paid. Aaron Banks has been paid. And when that's the case, I don't think that adding another tackle in for – we'll just say the $20 million. I just don't think it's feasible in how you're going to, allocate resources to other positions, because we need defensive tackle. We need corner. We need things like that. Now, if you want to go to the draft and get it, sure, but there's other needs that need to be addressed besides just the offensive line. I get it's a big need, but if you go and pay four guys from a group.
Uh-oh.
Did we lose him?
I think we lost him.
All right, well, we were going to take a break anyway. Good stuff, though, Brian Bulaga. Really great to have him join the show to talk offensive line and the moves the Packers made over the weekend. Again, if you missed the breaking news, it is that Rashawn Gary has been traded to the Dallas Cowboys. A lot of people celebrating it. Best morning ever. Greatest news I've ever heard. I mean, it is a little hyperbolic.
A 2027 fourth? We had a fourth-round pick?
Yeah.
God, Jerry's the best.
We need to write him a thank you letter, just like we did Joe Shane.
Oh, like as a team, from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy and our loyal listeners?
He's
brought us so much joy.
He's lifting the Packers single-handedly.
Dearest Jera.
Bigger contributor to the Green Bay Packers in the past 2 years, Jerry Jones or Matt LaFleur?
How about them Cowboys?
Josh, you're such an agitator.
People are asking. Me.
People are asking. People are also asking about the Greater Milwaukee Golf Show. It's presented by Old Fashioned Golf. It's back. It's been completely reimagined. Taking place March 13th through the 15th at Mosh Performance Center in Franklin. Going to be Wisconsin's ultimate golf party. Get your VIP tickets now for $50 at GreaterMilwaukeeGolfShow.com. Those VIP tickets are great value because you get a dozen golf balls, a round of golf, and much more. Right now, we want to send you to the Greater Milwaukee Golf Show with two general admission tickets. Caller 6, 800-990-3776. Gets two general admission tickets to the Greater Milwaukee Golf Show presented by Old Fashioned Golf.